You're listening to the Simple Truth Radio Show. This show is sponsored by the Seventh-day Church of God and can be heard Monday through Friday on this station or worldwide on the internet where it's archived at www.keepthesabbath.com. Click on the radio show link for details. Well, greetings, friends. We're continuing on with the study we just started on biblical law. There are 133 categories of biblical law. It involves 613 commandments, statutes, and judgments that tells us what God expects from us. When Satan tempted Jesus, what did Jesus say to him? Have you ever thought about this? Do people believe today what Jesus said then? Was Jesus wrong? Let's look at what Jesus said in Matthew 4:4. Jesus says this, the following, quote, "But he answered and said, it is written, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds from the mouth of God." Wow, do we believe that today? Do we believe what Jesus said if you're a Christian? If you believe what Jesus said and you think we should obey what he said, what part of every word that proceeds from the mouth of God do you not understand? Let me ask you that question. He said, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds from the mouth of God. So which word that came out of God's mouth was flawed? Which law specifically is bad, is wrong? Pick one. Show me one. Show me where the mistake is. Which one should we reject? Well, I'm going to tell you, there are none. How should we feel about God's law? Psalm 119, verse 97 says, "Oh, how I love your law. It is my meditation all the day." In Psalm 119, 172, "My tongue shall speak of your word, for all your commandments are righteousness." Did you get that? All of God's commandments are righteousness. So why do people believe the opposite of what Jesus said? Matthew 5:17, Jesus said, "Do not think that I come to destroy the law or the prophets. I did not come to destroy, but to fulfill. For assuredly I say to you, till heaven and earth pass away, one jot or one tittle will by no means pass from the law till all is fulfilled." So Jesus said, don't think that I came to abolish the law. I didn't. Heaven and earth is going to pass before the smallest punctuation, and it's not really punctuation, I understand that, I know Hebrew, the smallest letter and the smallest part of a letter will not pass away. And here you got preachers and people telling us that entire sections of law, oh, that's all ceremonial, that's all nailed to the cross, oh, that's all done away. That is not what Jesus said we were supposed to think. Did Paul teach that the law was bad? Romans 7:12 tells us, here's Paul, "Therefore the law is holy, and the commandment holy and just and good." No, Paul didn't teach against the law. He said it's holy, just, and good. So why does your preacher teach against it? If we love God, what do we do? 1 John 5:3 says, "For this is the love of God, that we keep his commandments, and his commandments are not burdensome." Do you understand that the Bible says, if you love God, you keep his commandments, and his commandments are not burdensome? If you go and ask some minister or some religious leader of modern day, are God's commandments a burden, and should we keep them? Should we observe them? They're going to dance around and tell you no. That's wrong. Don't believe it. Is God working with and calling you? Do you want to learn the truth? The Seventh-day Church of God is the only place in East Tennessee you can go to hear it. Come next Sabbath. Time is running short. The views of this show are not necessarily the views of this station. It's produced outside of government control and censorship under the First Amendment. This show is sponsored by the Seventh-day Church of God in Knoxville, Tennessee, and is archived at www.keepthesabbath.com. Click on the radio show link for details.